most Americans have between 160 and 200 toxic chemicals in our system individually. When they tested Bill Moyers, he did Trade Secrets, and I posted his link to the web show. He did a show on this with PBS, and he made a web page. And he showed how for over 50 years, now it's about 60 years, that industry has known they've been poisoning us, paid out millions to cover it up. And what happened was they tested him for over 800 different toxic chemicals, and it can cost thousands of dollars. They found over 80 different chemicals in him. And still, that is more viable chemical reactions than trying to pick the lottery number on Saturday night in one patient.
Right.
Okay, so there, I see this low-dose cumulative effects of these toxic chemicals as right now as being what lead was to the Roman Empire, and it's getting worse.
Well, I think that's an interesting comparison about what lead was to the Roman Empire, that we know now they were at least slowly poisoning themselves.
And so are we with the lead alone. The lead alone is a huge issue.
And so what is the what are some of the common effects of all of these toxic chemicals in our systems?
Well, there's numerous different chronic disorders, and the reason it's difficult to answer that question is I want to thank Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi's office for sending me the link. There was a congressional study that they did back in 2000 or 2001. It came out. It's on my blog. I mentioned at the top where to find it, which particular blog. But of the 1,400 known toxic chemicals to impact human health, less than 6% of them are tracked. I cannot honestly point my finger to any one of them as a part of the problem, but when I do go to look at any one of these, none of them can say this is not it or the problem.
So, and some of the toxic chemicals that appear, say, in the average autopsy or the average blood sample, you mentioned, you know, Bill Moyers, some of those chemicals, those toxic chemicals would include what?
Oh, it's, like I said, it's 160 to 200 each individual. Some of the ones they're finding now are a lot of the chemicals. A lot of Americans have chemicals in us from the antibacterial soaps.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, and it's toxic. And some of these chemicals, they can also feminize men or children as they're growing up. When they mix with chlorine, like taking a hot shower for 10 minutes or so can equate to like drinking 8 glasses of chlorinated water. So if you have asthma or... and you have a problem, you definitely want a water filter in the shower head if your water is chlorinated. And it even gets worse with the fluorine, but the fluoridated water. But anyway, just with the chlorine, then what happens is when that chemical mixture comes together and it's hit with UV light from the sun, there's studies showing that it can create dioxins from the UV light hitting that combination. And that research is ongoing right now. So I can't say that causes cancer or skin cancer. Then there's a whole other database. The Environmental Working Group is one of the mainstays out there if you want to educate yourself and find out. They have a database for safe sunscreen lotion because a lot of the sunscreens have toxic chemicals in them. A lot of they found one of them was, they have another database for personal care products. They found half of the products that claimed to be organic or natural had toxic chemicals in them.
Well, okay, I'll play a little devil's advocate here. Let's say it's got a little of something in it, but it's well below the safety levels of anything that would ever accumulate in even the softest of our soft tissues.
I got you.
Go ahead. I mean, so the average person is going to accumulate things from the environment. Maybe it was always so, you know, that they would get it from... regardless of whether it was Roman times or whether, you know, even if you're eating with wooden utensils in the Middle Ages, our systems are going to absorb a certain amount of toxicity, and we're designed to be able to tolerate it.
Well, even salt can be toxic, you know, if you get too much of it. And that's one of the things, one of my mentors was Don Kelso, and he taught toxicology, but he was also a pharmacist. And if I ever get to the point where what happened to me and how I learned this, I'll tell you about Don. But he told me first was a reality check. He said, you know, Tom, you're into this, but you take, for instance, chlorine. It's associated with kidney cancer. But if it wasn't for the chlorinated water and the water purification that we now use, the human population would not be anything what it is. There's untold lives it saved. The leading cause of death 100, 200 years ago was bad water. So yeah. We're way ahead of the game there.
Right.
You know, there's a balance to this. And you know, the thing is, I don't expect to get out of this life alive. I just want to be reasonably happy and not have to suffer too much and be miserable in the meantime. What I can say is, There was one study I found that where they a researcher gave 100 rats with the LD50, what he was looking for, the dose that would kill half of the rats. He took a half of the LD50 of lead and half like of mercury and killed all the rats. So what happened is you would expect it would have still killed because we gave half and half and then it went less. But anyways, you would expect it to still kill half, and it didn't. It multiplied, and that's lead and mercury. At first, I had thought that if you mixed, you know, elements like lead and mercury, it would only add. Maybe these toxic chemicals might multiply. And I come to find out, no, even that. And then when you go to a toxicologist, your safe level of lead, what they say is a reading as though you didn't have any mercury. If there's any mercury there, it can alter it significantly. And they're just now starting to look into that with research. In fact, the report that put comments on the cumulative effects of these chemicals in the California Environmental Protection Agency, well, I think I have until the 23rd or the 27th of this month, and I have that posted on my Twitter feed. But, you know, there's some things, there's ongoing research that they're just now looking into in ways in which to manage it. And what I see is a lot of times my friends tell me, I obviously have a hard time thinking inside the box. So when it comes back to the toxic lotto, I inverted it. And from my theory on this, I say, you know, if you take something with a toxic impact of 4 out of 10, and there's 3 of them, so it's 4 times 4 times 4, which is 64, 4 to the third power. And then if you can reduce the toxicity, it doesn't matter if you're doing chelation therapy for one or some enzymes to help detoxify for some of these other toxic chemicals or some of these pesticides that are actually nerve gas, they're finding that there's actually some studies being done on that right now. Then there's sweating and there's diet changes and other nutritional things that will help you to detox. And if you can reduce each one of those impacts of 4 to 2, and you have 2 to the third power, well, you have a toxic impact of 8. So there's a dramatic reduction. And that's sure. What I see a lot of these naturopathic doctors, regardless of whether or not they're aware of it, that's what's actually happening. And now, there's a problem with this. The other aspect of it is that not only the lack of understanding with it or what's going on in the research and the doctors catching up to it, most doctors are given 4 hours or less of nutritional training and even less of toxicology. And there's a new discipline now called environmental doctors. It was started with Rhea Williams, I believe. He was the first one. He's over in environmental health down in Dallas. Very expensive, though. But anyways, there's that toxic lotto, and that's one combination in my mind. But then there's another combination that works and meshes with it that is the infectious combinations, where you can have different infectious agents that will multiply in their pathogenic impact when they mix. And these toxic chemicals can impair your immune system, make you more susceptible to these infections. They can also give the same symptoms sometimes as the infectious agents alone, depending. It's very complicated.